Your station for the Seasiders.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Neil MacDonald, another difficult afternoon for you.
It was. Done on a set play with a blatant foul on the goalkeeper. And it's a huge lost opportunity for us.
Yeah, Colin looked to be blocked away. Have you seen the video?
I have, yes, and it's a foul.
Referee was right on the spot and he was clear it wasn't.
Well, the centre-forwards nudged him off the ball and obviously the balls fell to him and he's brought it home. And I think Colin is trying to come and get the first one. We've won the first touch and has gone up in the air and the lads just barged into Colin and tapped it in.
Just about sums things up the way they're going, isn't it?
Well, listen, they're top six team and they beat one on a set play, which I think was a foul. There wasn't much in the game.
Fair to say that chances were at a real premium.
Well, we've had a couple of efforts, haven't we? We've tested the goalkeeper a couple of times. But the game's never going to be free-flowing at this stage of the season. Everybody's certainly Coventry are looking for points to get them into the playoffs and trying to get promotion. We're certainly looking for points to move us out that bottom four.
The lack of goals, the lack of chances must be worrying you, particularly after Chesterfield when you seem to have four or five chances. Should have probably won that game, but they've been few and far between since.
Well, we've had a few chances against Millwall and two really good ones, and we should have took advantage of that. And we've had a few chances today. It's not as if we haven't hit the target or worked the goalkeeper. We just can't put it in the back of the net.
You've got attacking players who are a threat and you've got various permutations. You just can't seem to find that right formula.
Well, the formula was right against Chesterfield. It was certainly individual mistakes, but that doesn't mean to say the formula wasn't right against Millwall. But we've been heavily punished, and we've been heavily punished from a mistake from the referee not seeing a foul.
If there was a positive to come out of today, young Luke Hyam had a real good game, didn't he?
I thought he played really well. It was excellent for him to come in, make his full debut after David Ferguson got injured on a Thursday, and I thought he played really well.
And your other debutant, Liam Smith?
Yeah, he'll get used to the pace. The pace was just caught up with him in the end. But he showed some nice touches and he shows that he can play.
We were talking beforehand and the crucial business of winning points at home was discussed, and it's another one gone out the way.
It is. It's a lost opportunity. As I say, there wasn't much in the game. We've lost that opportunity because the other results have gone exactly as we thought they would, and that was a chance for us to pick some points up, but we haven't got them and we're disappointed.
You haven't got very much time to feel sorry for yourself, have you? Big game, massive game at Oldham on Tuesday.
We never feel sorry for ourselves. We come in with trying to put things right from what went wrong in the game before, and we'll be ready for Oldham. We've got 10 cup finals probably now, but there's still plenty to play for and plenty points to get, and we'll keep believing that we're doing the right thing. As I say, we need a little bit of help as well off certain people, and we didn't get that today.
It's probably not going to be pretty, is it, right through to May now?
No, it's going to be scrap as much as you possibly can. And we've brung that upon ourselves by not scoring the chances and getting the points and having a poor start of the season. That catches up with you. But we'll stay strong, we'll stay firm, and we'll keep believing. And that's all we can do.
With a predominantly young squad, they're going to need all your nous and experience to get them through this, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I have to drag them through. I have to try and help them through. But they're working extremely hard and they're not getting the just rewards at the moment. And they've been heavily punished today with a goal that was nothing in it against the top six team.
You mentioned David Ferguson injured last Thursday. Clark Robertson, any chance of either of them for Tuesday?
Well, David will be fine. David played today. David Ferguson, yes. It might be. Let's see how that's settled down. It's a little bit sore, his knee. Clark, we're hopefully for the weekend, yes.
And Lloyd Jones, his first 90 minutes in September at Top Class Football, will he be able to have two games in 4 days?
Yeah, I'm sure. He's a young kid. He's a fit young kid. He'll be fine. I thought he handled Armstrong really well today. Him and Tom didn't really let him get off the lead. But as I say, we've been punished with a set play, and we're not very happy with the decision to allow that goal.
Finally, from me. The away record we've spoken about, it's not good. But the way teams set up, is it better for you maybe to be playing away from home?
Well, it might be. I think we've picked up a few points away from home since I said we needed to win more games, and certainly trying to keep a clean sheet will help.